After a suspect jumped out a window and injured themselves last summer, both the Special Investigations Unit and an internal review by Greater Sudbury Police Service has cleared local officers of wrongdoing. The internal report of what took place on August 31, 2023, was tabled during this week's police board meeting, which GSPS Chief Paul Peterson shared with the board. The incident in question took place shortly after 6:44 p.m., when police were called to an intimate partner violence incident. A neighbor told them a man and woman had been fighting and that they could hear yelling, swearing, the sound of glass breaking and items being thrown. A second neighbor called in the incident at approximately 6:50 p.m. Two police officers arrived at 6:56 p.m., and a man answered the door and told police the woman had jumped out a bedroom window to evade police. She had been violating the conditions of her release, and had outstanding warrants for criminal offenses, according to the GSPS report tabled this week. Officers were searching the area when a separate man told them at 7:31 p.m. that the suspect was at an address on Eva Street. Police report finding the woman hiding under a sink. She was arrested at 7:33 p.m. and told police her left foot, ankle were injured from jumping out of the apartment window. Emergency medical services were requested, but a projected long delay pushed officers to take her directly to Health Sciences North. At 11:25 p.m., the doctor said the woman had a left ankle sprain and an L1 compression fracture in her back. The Special Investigations Unit was notified, and later reported that police did nothing to contribute to the woman's injuries. Following this review, Peterson said the Police Services Act requires police to conduct their own review to look at equipment, training and procedures to see if everything was up to snuff. This report concludes that there were no violations, Peterson said. The report notes there was no misconduct by any officer involved, and that there were no concerns regarding equipment, training or the office's responses.